Family, welcome to the Now Network. Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. The Now Network presents Women Speak Now and Be Heard, hosted by Minister Michelle Taylor.
Can't help but praise them, can't help but praise them, can't help but praise them. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Welcome, welcome to Women Speak Now. I'm your host, Minister Michelle. Thank you for joining me, listening audience. You are loved and appreciated. And most importantly, you are loved by the Most High God, the only true and living God. Women Speak Now is for all women, believers and non-believers, seeking an environment of love, empowerment, and trust, coming together as one in Christ. Men, we invite you here, and please know that you are always, always welcome into this atmosphere of love. Women Speak Now is dedicated to real talk, real issues with real godly solutions. Proverbs 12:19, the lip of truth shall be established forever, but a lying tongue is but for a moment. Thank you, everyone, who has liked us on our Facebook page on Women Speak Now with the Now Network. And thank you, a special thank you to Pastor E for having me as your host here on Women Speak Now. Please know that you are truly, truly appreciated. This broadcast is for you, our listening audience, to get involved in the conversation. We all have something to share. Oh, yes, we do. Your story is valuable. Your experience, valuable. See, we are here to help one another. So, yes, go ahead. Give us your topics, those topics you want to know about, those topics you want to bring to the table. Go ahead and give those topics to us directly on our Facebook page. You can also give them to Pastor E, the CEO and founder of this awesome Now Network. All right, give them to me myself. We welcome you to Speak Now and Be Heard. Well, good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon, everyone. Praise the Lord. It is always a joy to be back before you on this evening. And I pray that your day has been, your day and your week, not only your day, but your week, has been both positive and productive. And if it has been a challenging one for you, please know that you can do all things through Christ gives you the strength. And when we are down to nothing, guess what? God is up to something. I said, when we're down to nothing, God is up to something. See, he is moving on our behalf. And we thank you, Lord, for you are the God of the impossible. Yes, you are. You are the God of the miraculous. You are the God of signs and wonders. There is nothing too difficult for God. Amen. Amen. Well, tonight, we want to get into a discussion. We want to have a discussion with you on tonight. And I have one topic to discuss on tonight. There's one topic, and our topic for tonight's discussion is, am I trying to win the approval of man, or am I trying to win the approval of God? Again, our topic for discussion on tonight is, am I trying to win the approval of man, or am I trying to win the approval of God? So let's speak on it. Our scripture reference on tonight is Galatians chapter 1, verse 10. That's Galatians chapter 1, and we'll be coming out of verse 10, Galatians 1 and 10. And it reads, am I now trying to win the approval of human beings or of God? Or am I trying to please people? If I was still trying to please people, I would not be a servant of God. Again, Galatians 1:10. Am I trying to win the approval of human beings or of God? Or am I trying to please people? If I was still trying to please people, I would not be a servant of God. Galatians 1:10. So here in Galatians 1:10, we have Paul. See, Paul is asking a good question. Yes, Paul's asking a good question. I think it's a really excellent question. He's also making a question and making a statement, an awesome statement at the same time. So we have Paul asking the question and making an awesome statement. See, Paul, as we know, was once Saul. Yes, Paul. The Apostle Paul was once known as Saul. And Saul went from city to city persecuting Christians. Yes, he was persecuting Christians. See, but he left that life after he had an encounter, and his name was changed from Saul to Paul. He had an encounter on the road to Damascus. Yes, on that road to Damascus, he had a life-changing experience, and he became a Christian. Not only did he just become a Christian, but he became a Christian on fire for God and known as the Apostle Paul. The Apostle Paul went setting up churches. He went establishing order within the church, and he went preaching the gospel of Christ Jesus. See, Paul had gave up the desire to please man, and now his life was dedicated to pleasing God. See, Paul had gave up what? The desire to please man, and now his life was dedicated to pleasing God. So let's talk about the need to please man. We want to talk about that a little bit. The need to please man. So we are pretty much brought up to please. Yes, we're pretty much brought up in this world to please. See, as children, we seek the approval of our parents. Yes, we do. As children, we seek the approval of our parents. From the time we recognize our mother's voice, from the time we recognize her voice, and many are now, research has gotten so educated, so intense. So that's the word I'm looking for. Advanced, that's the word. They've gotten so advanced. Research has gotten so advanced that they now know that the baby even recognizes the mom voice in the stomach. So before we even born, we recognize our mother's voice. From that time that we recognize our mother's voice, from the time that we come out into this world, we recognize her face. There is really, really no other voice. There is no other face that can soothe that baby. Yes, only her voice, only her face can soothe that baby like no other. So that baby is totally happy and content when the mother is in the presence. That's just how powerful there is. See, the mother wants to please the baby. The baby wants to please the mother. And there's a bond between the mother and child that is so powerful, so powerful, so powerful. Now, yes, 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 the fathers are just as important. Yes, they are. And most babies will say their first word is never mama. The majority of the babies, just about all of them, 90-something percent of the babies, their first word is always dada. Mm-hmm. So that should make the fathers feel good on tonight. The first word is dada. Why? They say way before saying mama. It's normal because it's easier to pronounce. That's what they say. Either way, most babies' first word is going to be dada. And then they're going to say that other infamous word, no. You know that good old word, no. It's like, you could be like, do you want this? No. Pick up your clothes, no. Everything's no, no, no. Right? But the point here, raised, we are brought into this world. It's just like an innate nature. For us to want to please, and we come out wanting to please, and that's just the way it is. So children want the approval of their parents. Yeah, we want the approval of our parents. Let's face it, we look for our parents when we are in a play at school. Don't let us be in a play at school, okay? Don't let us have a speech or something that we are involved in at school. The parent must be there. We really want the mother and father, but if one of them come, that's cool. But you look for your parents when you're in that play. Yes. If you are in any type of sport, you're looking for that parent. If you're in any type of leadership at school, when you get an award, if you get a good report card, you want your parent approval. We want them to be proud of us, right? Of course we do. And this is all perfectly normal. It's all perfectly normal, right? As we begin to mature and enter grade school, as we begin to enter junior high and then go on to high school, go on to college, whatever the case may be, trade school, et cetera, something happens where we begin to seek our peers' approval more than our parents' approval. I said as we begin to mature, as we get out of that grade school, we get into junior high. Really, junior high and high school is like the pivotal points, that high school and junior high transition. Then you have that high school to college transition. Somewhere between all that, you begin to seek your peers' approval more than you seek your parents' approval. Right? Some people call it smelling yourself. Oh, you know, they start smelling themselves. You know, their nose is wide open. You ever heard those terms? Oh, they smelling themselves. Their nose wide open. Nonetheless, at that point in life, during this transition, you do begin to seek your peers' approval more than your parents' approval. Well, in a study discussed in the April special issue of Current Directions in Psychological Science on the Teenage Brain at Temple University, research found that the 14 to 16 year olds, they take significantly more risk. They take significantly more risk, and they are more responsive to potential rewards. Yes, to potential rewards. When other teenagers are around, that's when other teenagers are around, than when they are by themselves. That's what the research shows, that 14 to 16 year olds take more significantly risk and are more responsive to potential rewards when other teenagers are around. See, it's something about those peers watching us, something about your peers watching you. This is when the teenagers will take more risks. Now, of course, we all assume that teenagers give in to peer pressure, right? And they do. They give in to peer pressure at a high percentage. Yet new studies go on to make this connection to the teenage brain being more responsive to potential rewards. So what does all this mean? It means that the brain of a teenager shows that they are more responsive to that potential reward when others are around. So basically it's saying we want the approval of others. When others are around, you will take that risk because you want that approval of others. It's important to you what others think about you. It is. So the point is that we are wired to want to please our peers. We're wired to want to please our peers. We want to please others. Yes, we want to please our parents. want to please others, want to please our peers, but are we wired to please God? Are we wired to please God? To please God? Are we? Do we desire to please God as much as we desire to please others? The point is that. Are we designed? We're not even designed that way. Just do we desire? Let's just put it on that. Do we desire to please God as much as we desire to please others? Shouldn't our desire be to please God and not to please man? I would agree. Would you agree? Would you agree that our desire should be about pleasing God more than it is to please? The answer should be affirmed yes, right? Of course, yes, 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 we desire to please God more than we desire to please man. But yes, even as an adult, we find it difficult at times to run with the crowd. We find it difficult. It is not only something that children and teenagers must go through, but it's something that adults go through as well. It's called peer pressure. Peer pressure is real. See, it may appear to a lot of us that our unsaved friends are having so much fun. It appears that they are having a blast. They're having fun. They are doing their things. They're getting down with the get down, right? It appears that they are having so much fun, right? And then it looks like we're leading such these dull, boring lives. That's just the appearance, okay? We got to be careful with appearance. But it may appear that our unsaved friends are having a blast, right? So you see they clubbing, you know, they sleeping around, they lying on their taxes, they got extra money, they drinking excessively, you know, all these things that we feel or think or perceive as having fun, right? I mean, who don't want to have fun? Everybody wants to have some fun, right? But sin, it comes with a price. Yes, it does. Sin, I said it does what? You got it, comes with a price. Yes. See, the wages of sin is death, but the gift, the free gift, is eternal life. Eternal life is free. So you must know that all that shines is not gold. I said we must know without a shadow of doubt that all that shines is not gold. Everything that looks good, or everyone that looks like they're having fun, let's put it that way, everyone that looks like they're having fun could be really sad, depressed individuals, and they're drowning out their emotions through alcohol, through drugs, through clubbing, through gambling, through out of control behavior. See, none of us really know. None of us really know what a person may be going through. That's why I said all that shines ain't gold. See, things may appear one way, but they could be totally another way. It's all about a perception. But nobody really knows what another person is going through. And that's why it's very, very important that we treat everybody with love. Yeah, so we treat everybody with what? With love. We should spread love. We should give love. And the love of Jesus should shine through us if we are true believers. Amen. Yes, we must treat each other with love. We must treat one another with compassion. We must have patience. And we must have understanding. We must have what? We must have love, compassion, patience, and understanding. See, we should strive to show others. We should strive to show others the love of Christ in our conduct, in our actions, in our words, in our deeds, through our lives, and through our testimony. Amen. We should strive to show others the love of Christ in our conduct, our speech, the way we talk, the way we walk, through our lives, and through our testimonies. See, many, many of us have been delivered. Yes, many of us have been delivered from drugs. We've been delivered from alcohol, delivered from lying, stealing, cheating, fornicating, adultery, you name it, et cetera, delivered basically from the bondage of sin. And we should have an urgency to tell others about this good news of the gospel of Christ Jesus. See, it's just our reasonable service to preach Jesus. It's our reasonable service to do what? Yes, to preach Jesus. See, God has forgiven us. God has forgiven us. Yes, he has. See, when God forgives us, it's different than when man forgives us. See, when man forgives us, they forgive us, but they don't forget. They keep throwing it up, bringing it up. But when God forgives us, see, he throws our sins into the sea of forgetfulness and forgiveness to never be remembered no more. That's the beauty. That's like the benefit, okay, of being a child of God, being a child of the kingdom. So we have a right to ask for forgiveness. And when we repent and ask for forgiveness, God is just. He forgives us of our sins, and he throws them into the sea of forgiveness and forgetfulness. He never remembers them anymore. Yes, he gives us a brand new slate. Oh, thank you, Lord, for giving us a clean slate. He gives us a brand new start. Oh, Lord, we thank you for the new start. He gives us a new identity in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. See, God has extended, treated us with compassion. He is patient. Yes, he's patient because many of us, we will say, Lord, Lord, oh, Lord, this is the last time, Lord. It's the last time I'm going to do such and such. It's the last time, Lord, I'm going to do this thing. In no less than 24 hours, we're doing that same thing again that we just said we wasn't going to do. I'm talking about God being patient. Because, see, we will sit up here and say, Lord, forgive me. Oh, Lord, I'm not going to do it again. And have all the intentions to go do it again. And then less than 24 hours later, we're going to do that thing again. Yet, God is patient. God is loving. He's kind. And he's forgiving. And if we confess our sins, he is just and will forgive us. He's patient. He's patient. So we are to be patient with one another. Yes, we should be patient with one another. See, many of us find ourselves in situations where we don't want to tell our friends, no, no, no. You have to say no. If you're going to stand for God, you're going to have to say no. So many of us find our situations where we don't want to tell our friends no because we don't want them to feel like we ain't cool, you know, we not down, you know, we not with the posse or whatever the word in the lingo is. We don't want them to see us that way. See, many of us want to turn up. I said many of us want to turn up when we should be turned down. Many of us want to turn up when we should be turned down. Many of us want to fit in when we should stand out. Yes, Exodus 23:2 says, do not follow the crowd in doing wrong. When you give testimony in a lawsuit. Do not pervert justice by siding with the crowd. Again, Exodus 23:2. That's Exodus the 23rd chapter, verse 2. Do not follow the crowd in doing wrong. When you give a testimony in a lawsuit, do not pervert justice by siding with the crowd. See, we must stand up for justice. We must stand up for God. We can't always follow the crowd. We should never follow the crowd unless they're going towards Jesus. We're going to follow that crowd. Well, we can't follow the crowd. That's not doing right. So we must stand up for justice. We must stand up for God. We can't follow the crowd. We must follow God. We must follow God. We must follow God. Who is on the Lord's side? See, we are very easy to want to please man, but are we more eager to please God? Are we more eager to please God? See, we go through life trying to please our parents. We go through life trying to please our children. We go through life trying to please our friends. And some of us go through life trying to please our spouses. Now, who is really trying to please God? There's nothing wrong with trying to please your parents, please your children and friends and all that stuff, as long as it doesn't compromise the gospel, as long as it does not compromise tonight. Who is trying to please God? Who is trying to please God? And what does pleasing God look like? You may say, well, Minister Michelle, what does pleasing God look like? Well, Jesus, our Lord and Savior, answers this very question in Matthew, the 22nd chapter, Matthew 22, verses 37 through 39. Matthew 22, verses 37 through 39, Jesus answers this question. What does pleasing God look like? Matthew 22, 37 through 39 says, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment, and the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. Again, love the Lord God with all your heart, with all your soul, and all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment, and the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. That's what it looks like when we're trying to please God. Now, how many of us enjoy an on and off again relationship? How many of us enjoy an on and off relationship? You know the one. You know the one where you just love him so much. Girl, he is so fine. He makes me smile. He makes the hair on my arm stand up. He takes my breath away, right? Yet he's the same one that makes your skin crawl. He makes your stomach turn flip-flops. He makes you want to puke. He annoys you. He is not to be trusted. He is a liar and a cheater, right? We're talking about this on and off again relationship. Yet after he apologizes, he lets you miss him for a minute. He sends you these beautiful flowers. You take them back, right? And now you are in what's known as an on and off again relationship. See, it's good, then it's bad. It's on, then it's off. You know that on and off relationship, right? It's a vicious cycle. Well, guess what? Most people hate that type of relationship because there is no stability in it. You don't really feel safe in this relationship because you never know when he may leave you or when you may leave him or you may just tell him to leave because the relationship is not stable. See, God is saying that in your relationship with him, we're talking about your relationship with God now, God is saying in your relationship with him, your one-on-one personal relationship with God, he too does not want an on and off again type of relationship. Nope, he don't want an on and off type of relationship. He's saying your half efforts won't do. Neither will a lukewarm love. See, in the book of Revelation, God says, I wish you were hot or cold because then I could spit you out, but you're lukewarm. See, no, God wants you to give him your whole heart. We just said that. We just read that scripture. See, God wants you to give him your whole heart, your whole soul, and your whole mind. He does not want you hot or cold. Amen. He is not looking for perfection either. He's not looking for perfection, but he is looking for a commitment. He's looking for a commitment. He's looking for a few people who could commit and go all the way with God. Amen. Have you truly committed your life to Jesus? Psalms 118:8 says, it is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. That's Psalms 118:8. See, put your trust in God and not in man. See, man will disappoint you, but God is faithful. Oh, God is faithful. God is faithful. Oh, he's faithful. Are you sold out to Jesus? Are you trying to please Jesus and not man? See, a life that's focused on pleasing God is one that is not worried about pleasing man. I said a life that is focused on pleasing God is one that is not worried about pleasing man. See, a life that is focused on pleasing God will have you loving your enemies. It will have you loving your neighbors, slow to anger, and quick to forgive. That's a life that's focused on pleasing God. When we begin to walk with Jesus and not walk with man, the key here is the walking part. See, he said, pick up your cross and follow me. So when you begin to walk with Jesus and not man, that's when you become more like him. Amen. It's only when we walk with God in a relationship with him that we're able to do what's right. We're able to love our enemies. We're able to love others. Amen. As we spend time getting to know him, see, it is God who changes us. We cannot change on our own. People are always saying, oh, I'm going to get my life together and I'm going to come to Jesus. Let me get my life together and I'm going to come to God. Guess what? You will never get your life together. You come to Jesus and he will get your life together. He will give you a clean slate. He will give you a new life. He will turn you around. Oh, we're talking about Jesus. He can do it. You can't do it on your own. Come to Jesus and he will do it for you. See, as you spend time with Jesus, you spend time in a relationship with him, then you will be able to overcome whatever that thing is. And whatever thing is holding, you'll be able to overcome that. Amen? So you got to spend time in getting to know him, and he will change you. See, the change comes as we see how awesome God is. When we get to know him up close and personal, when we spend time in his presence, when we spend time in his presence, as we enter into his courts with thanksgiving, his glory will brighten our day. His glory will bring sunshine to our rainy days. His glory will fill the empty parts of your heart. We're talking about God's glory in the presence of the Lord. Amen. See, God can fill you up until you overflow. God can fill you up until you overflow. John 7:38 says, he that believes on me, and the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. That was John 7:38. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Lord, fill us up until we overflow. Fill us up with your love. Let us overflow with your love, with your power, with your purpose for our lives in the name of Jesus. Yes, we want to live a life that's pleasing to you, God, and not one that is trying to please man. Amen. It is pleasing to God when we obey his word. It's pleasing to God when we do what? When we obey his word. See, it's funny how people will say, I prayed about a certain thing, but you know what? God didn't answer me. I prayed about that thing. I prayed about it, but God did not answer me. The first thing that always comes to my mind that I think to myself is, well, how long have you been obeying God? Are you even hearkening to his word? Are you reading his Bible? Are you praying? Are you being obedient? See, so many things could go so much smoother in our lives. It can go so much smoother in our lives if we obey the word of God. I said so many things can go a lot smoother in our lives if we just obey the word of God. Now, not to say that believers don't have trouble, because we do. We have troubles. We have our own trials, our tribulation. Because why? Because the enemy will always try to keep us distracted. But I'm talking about those things that can be prevented by simply being obedient. See, obedience is better than sacrifice. Amen. So we always want God to answer our prayers really quickly. Yeah, we want them to answer our prayers really quickly, like now. We pray and we want that answer right now, Lord, right now. And, you know, God can answer right now. I'm not taking away from what he can do. That's not what I said, because he is a right now God, and he can answer right now. But I'm saying our nature is that we pray and then we want the answer quickly, quickly. But some of us just started following Jesus like yesterday. You just started following Jesus yesterday, and now you want your prayer answered quickly. You want an answer right now. You have sinned for 40 years of your life, did things your way for about 40 years. You did not listen to wise counsel. You did not read your Bible. You did not attend no type of worship service. You just did you for 40 years, and now you want God to just answer you like today. And now you just want him to open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. Well, guess what? Get in line, because there have been some faithful waiting, and it's their turn, okay? But you're going to get yours as well, amen, because God is not a respect of person. Of course, he blesses who he wants, when he wants, how he wants. I'm just making a point. The point is this. God has been patient with you. It took you X amount of time to come to Jesus. Now be patient and wait upon the Lord. I said the point is this. God has been patient with you. It took you X amount of time to come to Jesus. Now you be patient and wait upon the Lord. Isaiah 40:31. Isaiah 40, the 40th chapter, verse 31 says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Isaiah 4:31, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles and shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. See, waiting in itself is not all that bad. I know a lot of us don't like to wait. We are very impatient. We live in a right-now society. Everything is fast, fast food. Internet is fast. Everything is fast. We're used to fast, right? But waiting in itself is not all bad. See, waiting builds endurance. Waiting builds a relationship with God. Waiting builds your trust in God. Amen? See, God makes us wait many times because we are being prepared. So we're being what? We're being prepared. Yes, prepared. Many of us not prepared for the blessing just yet, but God is preparing us. We're being groomed. Amen? Yes, we're being groomed. We're being prepared. Your strength is being renewed. Your mind is being renewed. You are being renewed. See, there is beauty in the waiting period. I said there is beauty in the waiting period. See, a caterpillar must wait. Yes, a caterpillar must wait before it can become this beautiful butterfly. It must go through these stages, and it must crawl before it can get its wings and fly. See, the monarch butterflies go through four stages during one life cycle and through four generations in 1 year. So we, too, must be patient. See, good things come to those that wait. So wait upon the Lord. Live your best life for the Lord. Serve the Lord with gladness. Remember that you are serving God and not man. Even when you are in church serving, remember, because we get upset with people. We get upset with man. You know, we don't like what they say. We don't like what they're doing. But guess what? We're not serving man. We are serving God. In our own ministry, we are serving God. In our day-to-day walk, we are serving God. Amen. God who will reward our efforts. It is God who will reward our efforts. It is God who we serve. It is God that we live for. Amen. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus, that whoever believes in him should not perish but should have everlasting life. Are you living a life to please man or a life to please God? Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. But this ends my part of tonight's discussion. Yes, I'm closing it up with my part of it, but this is the part in the broadcast where we open up the lines to hear from you. And we want to hear from you at this time. And I want to say, don't be shy. Don't be shy. I know at this part in the broadcast, people get shy. They don't really want to press one. But guess what? Everybody has something to say. We can all learn from each other. So let me know how this conversation on are we living a life to please man or are we living a life to please God has blessed you. Amen. So don't be shy. Go ahead and press one. Press one to talk with us live. It is your turn to speak now and be heard.
Speak now and be heard. Awesome. Awesome. I don't have anything to say. You went there. God has used you. You know, it's always when we think we're crippled, we come strong. Well,
amen.
You went strong. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I will recap it. I'll recap closer towards the end. But Minister Terry from What's the Word, welcome to Women Speak Now and Be Heard.
Good evening. Good evening, beautiful family. Beautiful sister.
Good evening,
Pastor
beautiful
Lee.
Sister. Minister Terry, God bless you. God bless you.
Yes,
bless you.
I'm in total agreement with Pastor Lee. You went hard. Oh, Jesus.
Well, to
you
God
know what?
Be the glory.
I was just over here just busting and stitches over here, you know, because
this is what
we have to tell the younger generation of women nowadays, too. Are we trying to get the approval of man or God? Ooh, Jesus. You know, this is why I say, Minister Michelle, if I knew then what I know now, ooh, Lord. Ooh, Jesus.
Amen.
Ooh,
amen. Ooh, I hear you, sister.
You hit some high points here. And you said it, too. You said we are to come as we are, where we are. He's not calling us to be successful and to be this, that.
Yes,
commitment. And
to
be obedient to his word, sister, I tell you, before I knew Christ as the head of my life, I tell you, I had it wrong. I had it wrong, sister. I had to be the first to raise my hands and admit I had it wrong. I was doing my own will and out of the will of God.
I think we all been there, sister.
We all been there. Yes.
Real talk.
To get approval of man, which was all wrong. But I tell you, this is why the young women now, they have to know. You don't need no approval for man. The man up above gets approval from the head of you.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Hallelujah. You said so much, sister. I tell you, this is one archive I got to go over and over because you know. You get them words in, and I'm sitting here trying to get the high notes of it and the low notes and the high notes, and you just go on. No.
Well, praise God. To God be the glory. I wasn't feeling that well today, and I had text Pastor E. I was like, Pastor E., you might have to help me out. So I prayed, and I prepared my lesson, and God carried me through. I just let you know that when we think we're weak, that God will give us the strength. And so I just give all glory to God.
You know
Amen.
What? I was feeling a little bit earlier. I had a little slight headache. I think it's the heat, all the heat coming off.
Yeah, I think
and
it's the
I'm
heat.
And I'm sitting
well.
All side in these temples, massaging, put a cold compress on it.
Praise
and
God.
I tell you, I said, you know what? I said, it's Thursday. Sister girl, you know my sister is on tonight, so you know, glory be to God.
And I appreciate your support, my sister. Amen.
I appreciate your word each and every Thursday. I tell you, you brought it. You brought it.
Thank
you.
Well, to God be the glory. And only through him, not me.
Only through
Amen.
Him all the time.
Only through him. Yes.
And you know what, Minister Michelle, you said something too. You know, you said, are we pleasing? And me being as a single woman and a single woman out there, we know we have to have, we only please and please God. But then even in
Amen.
A marriage,
women yes, even in
and
a marriage.
Husbands have to understand that they're living first to please God so that they can
Absolutely.
Take care of them too.
Excellent
you know,
point.
So,
excellent point.
Amen. So
Amen.
This is an awesome word here, sister, I tell you. And
Praise
I know
God.
I know somebody wants to get on this call. Someone has something to say besides me because I tell you, you said it. Jesus will thank you. From the inside
Amen.
Out,
Yes, well, you did an excellent recap. You always come in with excellent words and to recap it and give clarity, and you always add something to it. I look forward to you coming on and giving us your part. And, you know, always I have to say, make sure you tune in tomorrow to What's the Word with Minister Terry and also 52 Weeks of Love with Evangelist Valentine. They are two powerful women on fire for God. If you want to be blessed, make sure you tune in tomorrow at 12 noon, that's Pacific Standard Time. You have 2 o'clock Central Standard Time and 3, which is Eastern Time. Tune in and be blessed.
Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
I tell you, sister. I
Amen.
Tell you, I
Amen.
Love and appreciate you. Amen.
Love and appreciate you. Yes.
Thank
now,
you. God
family.
Bless.
God bless.
Bless
yes.
you, sis.
Yes. God bless you all. Love you all, family. And I'll
love
see
you too.
Tomorrow.
Amen.
Amen. I hit her button too quick. Want to welcome in Minister Carolyn to the line. Welcome to Women Speak Now and Be Heard.
Praise the Lord. Good evening, Minister Michelle and Pastor E. How are you both doing this evening?
Awesome.
Blessed.
This evening, Minister Carolyn. We're blessed in the city.
Blessed in the city.
This was a very awesome subject. And like always, I found myself people pleasing a whole lot. More so not even Carolyn pleasing, God pleasing, none of that. I pushed
mm-hmm.
myself and God to the back. It was, and then even in my addiction and after coming out of my addiction, I felt like I had to, like, tell my husband or my sister, well, I went right here and I went there and I went, you know, just so they would know my thing, just to make them happy to know, well, we know she wasn't on drugs today. But
right.
I should have been thanking the Lord, you know, well, today you kept me out of the trenches. And thank
Amen.
You, Lord. I should have been reporting to him and not them. You feel me?
I
so
hear you.
I
yes,
had it
I kind
of twisted. I had it twisted.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and then I always put other people, even my friends, I put them on the pedestal, and then I have to realize that I am the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. But
yes,
because
yes.
of my addiction and then because after so long and after getting off of drugs, I gained like 140 pounds in a year and a half. So then
wow.
I was a little self-conscious and,
mm-hmm.
and I felt like, I would fix up the outside and then work on the inside. Meaning if I had stayed pleasing God, he probably would have told me what to do, or I would have went to the right place, or I wouldn't have been so depressed. I wouldn't have been sitting in the house and just eating when I wasn't hungry and just getting
Amen.
Bigger. So it's like I have to fall in love with Jesus, although, and sometimes still I slip.
We all do.
Because
we fall down, we get back up.
God first, and it's like, that's why I say he's awesome. He is faithful. He's
yes,
dedicated
he is.
To me.
Yes, yes.
But like that song says, what have you done for me lately? But what
mm-hmm.
have I done for God lately? It's
all
like
right, all right.
the last
Glory.
Couple of months I've been blessed and blessed and blessed, and then the card, and I thought I was going to give it back, and then I went somewhere today, and they paid, I was eligible for $300 on my light bill, so that's a bill I didn't have to pay, and then I could get the car, and it's like, he still keep blessing me, but I didn't go to church Sunday. What have I done for God lately? So it's
All
like
right.
every time
Testify.
I'm on this line, I get revelation, or I get confirmation, or
Praise
either
God.
I get condemnation.
God be the glory.
You know what
that's
I'm saying?
Awesome.
So it's like,
that's what the word
I'm like a work in progress, but I'm always learning and growing. Every time I come on this program, I always hear a word, or I see where I need to fix me. By listening
Amen.
To your this station, I see it always shows me something else that needs to be done, you know, and that's a good thing. For me, it's a real good thing because I have to remember who first loved me. That's who I owe my love to. Not no man,
Amen.
Not no ex-husband,
yes.
not no,
yes.
you know, I
me.
Need to love who loves me, and I
All
need
right.
to love him unconditionally and show him that love that I was trying to show them men that didn't give a damn about me. Excuse
okay.
my language. But, you
okay.
know, but I'm learning. And as long as I come on here, I know I'm going to grow.
Praise God.
To love
praise
God the way that I know he's supposed to be loved.
Well, that was awesome, awesome. And just know, you know, a lot of times when people are preaching or teaching, a lot of times we're preaching and teaching to ourselves. So even when I'm teaching, I'm preaching to myself. There's things that I need to correct, things that I need to do better. You know, the word is always intended to do what it's intended to do. So that's the most important thing. Even when you're preaching, you could be rebuked through your own preaching. Amen. You could be convicted and all those things that you just mentioned on,
yeah.
if that's just the way that God works, and I just give him all the glory and all the honor, and we're all going to do better now. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, praise God. Well, thank you for that. That was awesome. Awesome
feedback.
Amen.
Amen. And, you know, and I happen
Amen.
To be one of them people too, Minister Carolyn. People didn't give a damn about me either, obviously. I just want to give you some freedom there. Don't be under condemnation. You are right. We know we was talking about the Hoover
Amen.
Dam. Yeah, we know we were ultimately talking about the Hoover Dam, so it's all good.
Right.
But, you know, I wanted to kind of come in. I knew the Lord was going to sparkle me when to come in, because I want to give a word of encouragement right now. Yes, we are messed up. Yes, we are in situations where we need to change and things like that. But a lot of times we are holding ourselves accountable for stuff that we had no control over. And as Minister Michelle, soon she start talking about this part here, and I call it life phases and cultural influences. A properly put together family that is led by from the years of 0 to 7. I just want a couple of. I'm not gonna go through the whole life phases that we have a chart of. But I just want to share a couple of things that's gonna help somebody say, you know what, I'm free today. That wasn't my fault. But now it's my responsibility to get it better. But from 0 to 7, do you know most children, all children should be influenced by their parent, then the sibling,
Amen.
Then a teacher. But nowadays, kids grow up so fast, and that goes even back to us baby boomers and those in our age groups, that our parents were working parents, and they could not stay home. And if they did, it was part-time. And if they did it, and if they had a business, you were part of that business with them. So the influence switched where now there was more influence in the school from a teacher than it was from a parent. And we see that so so strong now. And Minister Michelle,
That's
I know
true.
You can attest to this. You have more,
oh, yeah.
you spend more time with those kids Monday through Friday than their parents do.
That's true.
Not the parents' fault.
Unfortunately.
Because the parents are doing
what? Work. They're
doing
work,
only what
eat.
They know to do now. But as we start talking about these things and start to understand that, man, you know, I messed up, but that wasn't my fault. And I have to let my parents off the hook, too, because they did only what they knew how to do. But here's the encouraging word is I can now change my life phases into cultural influences to help someone else see that, you know what, we need to help parents spend more time with their children. We need to be more active with our teachers
Amen.
In our children's lives. We need to also be aware of our peers. It wasn't a friend I had, whether good or bad. My parents had not really didn't check and wanted to know the name, where they live.
Mm-hmm.
They did background. Come on now. Y'all remember? You could come
yeah.
on,
oh,
man.
Yeah.
It was like you hanging with Johnny. Johnny who?
Right.
Johnny who? Johnny live where? You know, they want to know
right.
house, street, and everything. Now, our children are, because of these phases and of these cultural influences that have happened over time, we can fix it, though. We can fix it. But if we don't know, we can't do what? Better. So I love to share this is because I want to tell somebody out there tonight, don't beat yourself up no more. Just beat yourself up higher to do better. That you can now look at this and say, you know what? I was influenced. Now, if I really look, if I just take time, and you know that place of no return, if I really pay attention to that place, I say, you know what, my mother really didn't tell me much to do. I can't blame her for acting that way because I was being influenced by that person. Oh, but wait a minute, I was always at them people's house. I always wanted to be around them because their influence was more friendly to our own likes than it was to our parents saying, no, don't, you can't. So we can change this. And I want to pray tonight as we get ready to bring in anybody else that may have gotten sparked in this conversation to come on in, because it's important for us to share with adults and with each other. And let's talk about it, how important it is to really get the influences correct in our lives and in our children's lives. Because Minister Carolyn, as you shared, you love the way you knew how to love, but now you're learning how to love how God loved you. That now you can love God back. Now you're developing a relationship of love that you can love a brother, love a sister, and understand what true love is without the physical or the monetaries and the things that all of us have been through in attraction.
Yeah.
But that came from somebody else's influence. So be forgiven, be set free tonight, be let go tonight, but hold yourself accountable to switch the influences and say, God, this is where I realize I need attention. I need you to help me in this area because I've identified it, and now I know I can forgive all the ones I blamed and pointed fingers at, and now take responsibility to change these things in my life. That works for me. And so, Minister Michelle just said, every one of my sermons is for me, because it comes from my study of the Word of God. I'm studying, and God is saying to me, see how I'm molding you? See how I'm growing you? Tell somebody else.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen. I'm going to get out of there. Want to know more about some life phases? Get in touch with me. We'll share this principle along with all the rest of them, too. We still have some time. You want to get in this conversation? Come on, dial 1. And get in. Now, if you are on our secondary line, the 2216 number for T-Mobile and Metro PCS users, you would have to message me on Facebook or text me. I can bring you into this conversation also. Minister Michelle.
Hey, man. Well, this has been an awesome, awesome dialogue tonight. And, you know, everything you said, I totally agree with it. And it really comes down to, you know, just living a life that wants to please God, one that is pleasing to God, and one that wants to please God. And we know that we can do all things through Christ Jesus, and that God is loving, He's compassionate, He's forgiving. We have to forgive so that we can be forgiven. As Pastor E said, you can forgive those who may, you know, who were wrong influences, all those things. We have to forgive our parents, forgive ourselves, you know, just having an attitude of forgiveness, being more like Christ, being more Christ-minded, and living a life that's pleasing to God. That's really what it comes down to. It's always going to be people that want to influence us to do everything else. But I always tell my kids, guess what? And I got this from my best friend. You are the thermometer. You set the temperature. You set the temperature. I'm like, my gauge is up here. If you want to be like me, then you come up to where I set the thermometer. I don't come down to where you're at. You can come up to me. And where I'm at, I'm going higher and higher in Jesus. So let me introduce you to Him. This is where I'm at. This is what it's going to be. So live a life that is pleasing to God, one that's pleasing to God. As long as you hold on to God, unchanging hand, your life can only get better. That's the bottom line. And it's a process. It's a process. We work out our salvation daily. None of us are perfect, but we serve a God who is. Amen. And He loves us with a perfect love. His love is perfect. He's loving. He's forgiving. He's compassionate. He's everything we need. Everything we need is in God. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Well, God bless you, woman of God. Awesome, awesome broadcast tonight. I'm definitely will be listening around midnight tonight when I'm sitting there by myself, grandkids sleep. Ooh, y'all praying on this plan, having a great time with these wonderful children, and it's a blessing. But I thank each and every one of you. Join us in the morning. Yes, wake up, get up, move in your purpose. We'll be on board Friday morning at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, and noon Eastern Standard Time on Facebook Live. Then at noon, we will be having What's the Word and 52 Weeks of Love with Minister Terry and Evangelist Virginia Valentine. Family, you are loved, honored, and appreciated. But most of all, you are beautifully made by God. Love you.
Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.